Seventh Perek of Menachos, Second Mishnah. Meluyim hayu boim kematzis shebetoida. They're called meluyim, or brought when the Kohanim prepared themselves for working the Beis Hamikdash, for working the Mishkan. They would bring the matzis of the toida, which are chalos v'kikim v'vucha. It's thick baked breads and thin baked breads, which is made in some type of pan. Ziyas, a carbonazir, with Isabosh Neyadis, the matzah of the Torah, the two out of the three types of matzahs of the Torah, which is only the baked ones, the chalis, the thicker ones, and rakikim, the thinner ones. Ein baravucha, doesn't have this third type. Dimsa, Shloisha Kavin Nimsa Sara Kavin Yushalmiya Shem Asa Shesha Srinus Vaudion. It came out that for the matzah of Naziris, it was comprised of 10 Kavim Yushalmiyim, which is 6 Srinus and a little bit more. Another 2/3 of Esav. Mekulam Aginoitel Me'echem Me'asar Mitzuma. Anytime there was these 10 chalas, in the case of the Nozah, in the case of the Toida, one out of every 10 would be given to a Kohen. Shenem Hikri Mena Echem Mikolvim Tuma LaHashem. Should take one out of them as a korban Hashem, echol shelo yitol paris, one that he shouldn't take a broken bread, it should be a full bread. The kol korban shiyah kol korbanis shavim. Each one of the different types of korbanis, different types of menachas that comprise this korban, should be equal amounts. Shelo yitol the korban achaveir, you shouldn't take one from the other one. La koyin azerik is damas shlamin lo yiyev ashan echon lebaylin. That 1/10 would be given to the Kohen who was involved in the Hakrava, and the rest we brought, we'll be given over to the owner.